Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yo, what's up, man? Is this thing on?
We're the Queued Up Podcast on Podcast, your weekly source for podcast news, tips, and tricks.
From production to promotion and everything in between. I'm John Luckenball.
And I'm Matthew Stevens. Two podcast experts ready to help you every Wednesday. Chances are you have at least one social media profile for your podcast, whether that's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or any number of social media platforms. Podcasters have been led to believe simply being on social media will cure all that ails us. But it's not really that simple. And in my opinion, podcasting's unrequited love of social media is often to blame when a show pod fades. On this episode of the Queued Up Podcast on Podcasting, let's talk about social media and its place in your podcast marketing strategy. This episode of the Queued Up Podcast on Podcasting is brought to you by Queued Up Audio. We're a full-service audio agency that specializes in podcasts and audiobooks. At Queued Up, we believe podcasts and audiobooks are an art form that deserve the dedication needed to make them shine. If you're interested in either starting a new podcast or audiobook, or you just want to take your project to the next level, go to mypodcastagency.com and get in contact with us today. Again, that is mypodcastagency.com. All too often, I see podcasters told they need to have a dedicated page on every single social media platform for their podcast. And even more often, I see podcasters frustrated that their social media profiles aren't the golden ticket they were expected to be, as months later, they sit with very few new followers and even fewer new listeners. So these people turn to spamming content and buying followers as a way to spark their podcast discoverability. They'll spend countless hours and hundreds of dollars trying to maximize their presence on social media with little to no return on that investment. Then when that doesn't work, they become exasperated and either quit outright or they begin to reduce the quality of their podcast as they slowly pod fade away. Whether because of bad advice or sheer laziness, far too many people turn to social media exclusively for discoverability. While social media definitely has its uses for podcasters, very few are thinking about it logically. Simply put, social media is awful for podcast discoverability unless you already have a massive following on those platforms. But don't fear. Let's discuss the actual value social media can bring to your podcast and how you can begin using it to enhance your show today. Now, at Queued Up, we work with a lot of independent podcasters as well as major brands like Hershey and Penn State Health. So we've seen how social media works on a few different levels. Regardless of what type of podcast you have, social media is good for a few things. And the order of usefulness from least to most is, at the bottom, discoverability and brand awareness. Above that is establishing your authority, and the top spot is audience engagement. Now let's break those down in a little bit more detail with some things you can do right this minute to improve your podcast's marketing. We'll start off with audience engagement. Social media is brilliant at audience engagement. In fact, that's precisely why these platforms were created and what their algorithms are focused on. Because podcasts frequently have the host speaking directly to the listener about something they both love without interruption or distracting background noises, podcasts often feel more intimate than other forms of media. That intimacy can continue on social media, where individual conversations are sparked by something posted. Asking your listeners a question, giving them a poll, or even answering their questions in a mailbag episode are all great ways of kickstarting the conversation on social media. Even just commenting back to someone can give them an endorphin bump to turn them into one of your biggest supporters while building a sense of community on your pages. For those with bigger followings, actually building a community via hashtags or group pages is a worthy endeavor if utilized and maintained properly. If you build a tight-knit community of like-minded people, you can even go as far as to monetize your show through their support, either via something like a Patreon or buying a product or service directly from you. Establishing authority. Regardless of the genre of podcast you have, focusing on content that quickly teaches users a fact, provides some advice of value, or highlights your credentials is a great way of establishing your expertise. If you're a history podcast, give a quick deep dive on the subject of an episode. Create a timeline of their life or provide an interesting fact few would know. If you're a podcast with a focus on entrepreneurs, what's something they can do right now that will make them more money or help with networking. Even if you're a comedy talk podcast, you can establish your authority with a great joke that gets people to laugh. By establishing authority in these ways, your hardcore followers will be more likely to share your content with their friends. And as we know, word of mouth is easily one of the best marketing strategies for a podcast. For those people that have never heard your podcast before and are first seeing this content, you've just given them a great reason to listen for the first time. Discoverability and brand awareness. As I've mentioned, increasing your discoverability can be a frustrating experience on social media. Though companies like Facebook and Twitter would love you to believe their platform is where millions of users find new podcasts, television shows, and other content, that simply isn't true. Most people are browsing Facebook right this minute as a way to either procrastinate or to follow up with friends and loved ones. Your podcast is the furthest thing from their mind when they click on the app, and even if your show appears in front of their eyes, they're not looking for a podcast recommendation, so they're not very likely to click and listen. Now keep this in mind. Facebook's average conversion rate on ads is less than 10%, and that's using targeted demographics to hone in on the exact people you want to advertise to. So if paying money will only get you, at best, a 1 in 10 conversion rate, you probably shouldn't expect your podcast to be discovered by even 100 people by just slapping an episode graphic on your profile. Nah, it's going to take a little bit of research and sweat equity to have a shot at being found that way. If you already have a solid following, social media can be a great way of introducing your already existing followers to your podcast, further bringing them into your ecosystem. But don't fear, brand new podcasts with no following can also boost their discoverability on social media, as long as they keep the other uses we've discussed today fresh in their mind. It's as easy as tapping into the power of already existing groups and pages within your genre. Do some research to find groups dedicated to the related topics you cover on your podcast. Message the moderators to see if it's okay if you post a link, and then actively and earnestly engage with that audience inside that group or on that page. Now, if you're focused on our two other uses of social media, establishing authority and audience engagement, you'll be posting great content that specifically targets the people most likely to follow you and gives them the type of intimate discussion they crave. Now, you won't get every follower of that group or page to then follow, but you will be putting your content directly in front of the eyes and ears of the people most likely to be interested. And if done correctly, it won't feel like an advertisement, but instead as a bunch of friends talking about the thing they love. You can't create a better sales pitch than that, even if it's not an immediate boost of traffic. Now get out there and post some amazing content. Use quotes, audiograms, and infographics as a way to boost engagement and your authority. Then share that content within relevant groups to get it in front of the people most likely to care and engage back with you. And don't forget, podcast discoverability isn't your main goal on social media. So spend time on other forms of podcast marketing like newsletters and cross-promotion. And make sure to tune in to the Queued Up Podcast on Podcasting every Wednesday for your dose of podcasting tips and tricks. That's all for today's podcast news, tips, and tricks. You can find us at mypodcastagency.com or on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook at QDUP Audio. Make sure to share us with your podcast friends and follow us on your favorite podcasting app. Thanks for podcasting with us, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.